Section 2. Listen to the following short speech and answer the questions.
Okay, well, my name is Croydon and I come from Auckland in New Zealand. I came to Japan 2 years ago and I'm married to a Japanese girl. Okay. I think that New Zealand English is closer to British English. English people only came to New Zealand about 150 years ago. So the English influence on New Zealand has been very strong. Up until now, the majority of television programs have been from England. So I think that influences New Zealand English. Yes. In New Zealand, I don't think we have any dialects as such. But I know in the southern part of the South Island, the people tend to pronounce their R sounds a little different, more of a R. They roll their R sound. Yes. In New Zealand, two main languages are spoken, English and Maori language, but also Polynesian languages, Samoan, Tongan, and Asian languages. Chinese and Vietnamese are widely spoken in the major cities. Maori languages has recently been widely used, and tax forms and when you go to the doctor, generally English is written and also Maori is written in New Zealand. And also in some of the major cities, Polynesian languages and also Chinese is also written. But Maori language is also taught in school. It's not compulsory, but you can choose the subject. And also, there are Maori television programs just in Maori language. Australian English is a little different from New Zealand English. I think the accent is very different. I personally think that Australian English resembles more of an American pronunciation than an English pronunciation. I think New Zealand pronunciation is closer to an English pronunciation. But a lot of Australian words are also used in New Zealand, like mate. Yes.